kidding.
100, happy Monday. It is Hannah. We have a very special guest in studio all hour long. Breland here. Breland, welcome to the studio.
What's going on? Green Bay, go back.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited to have you here. We have listeners that were just here earlier today that got to hear you perform. And I feel like your sound and your voice is so different from a lot of stuff that's on country radio right now. So what got you started in the country world?
Yeah, I'm a songwriter first and foremost, and I feel like country music has the best songwriting in the world. And I wanted to be able to see if I could bring some of my gospel, soul, R&B influences into the mix and see how it would play.
Absolutely. So, okay, I always ask this of people who are songwriters because I just can't imagine my brain working in a way that's like, I have this idea and to put it into words that sound good in a song. Like, how did you realize that you could do that?
Yeah, a lot of effort and time. Honestly, probably the first 500 songs that I wrote all sucked. So
500?
I would say a good 500 were all misses. And then eventually I started to get some that I'm like, okay, these are actually pretty good, but it was still inconsistent. So I've written a couple thousand songs at this point. And what you're hearing from me now is me having put in 10,000 hours. So if you hate it, I'm hopefully going to get 10 more thousand hours. Yeah. And then maybe you'll like me in 5 years.
We're still going to like you in 5 years. I feel good about it. Okay, Breland, you are going to be hanging out all hours, so we're going to play a song right now. We've got the latest out of Blake coming up next on Y100. Y100, it is a really good Monday afternoon because I have Breland in the studio, and he's going to be here all hour, by the way. We're going to be hanging out, and we were just talking off the mic about our favorite songs right now, about inspirations and whatnot. So, Breland, who are your biggest inspirations, whether it's country or not country? Who you got?
I would say within country, it's always the people that kind of exist on the periphery. You know, I love Keith, big Sam Hunt fan as well. I love Maren, big Chris Stapleton fan as well. I just feel like he's got the illest voice in the format. And I'm good friends with Shay Mooney as well, who's also, I think, one of the best vocalists in the format.
I mean, the sounds that come out of that guy's voice,
it's
I'm just like,
crazy.
How do you do that?
He's got like youth pastor worship leader voice.
Yes. all of a sudden he's just on stage and he's hitting these notes that could shatter glass, and it looks like it's just like him breathing.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not normal.
He makes it look way too easy.
Yeah.
I like to make it look a little bit harder.
Yeah. Look like you're actually working.
Yeah. I'll break a sweat trying to hit those notes for sure.
And you've gotten to work with a lot of artists as well. Who is someone that you haven't worked with that you would love, like you would just die to have a collaboration with?
I feel like it would be really cool to have one with Garth, the OG. And we're buddies. I texted him this morning, actually.
Stop it right now. You're just
I was
super
I was trying to, you know, my album comes out in a couple weeks. I was trying to invite him to the album release. He was like, oh man, I would be there if I could. I'll be in Ireland. I was like, dang.
Oh my God. So do you think young Breland, if you were to tell him like, hey, you'll be texting Garth Brooks one day?
I don't think anyone expects to be texting Garth Brooks, but he's a true legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's definitely like a dad with the responses. He'd be like, hey, pal. You know, like a bunch of exclamation points. I'm like, you know, I love Garth. I feel like country music is full of a lot of really quality people, and you can't be in this for longer than 10 years without being genuine.
For sure. Okay, so there are a lot of really good songs out right now. I want to know, well, I already know because we talked about it, but I want you to let everyone else know what your favorite is so we can play it.
Oh, yeah. Can we get some, Cody Johnson, Till You Can't?
That song makes me cry.
It does.
Every single time I hear it.
I'm an emotional guy in general, but that song definitely brings it to another level.
Okay, so we're going to cry a little bit right now, and then we'll come back and talk more about your collabs with Dirks and all that good stuff. So here it is, Cody Johnson, Till You Can't on Y100.
It's all about the country.
Happy Monday afternoon. It is Hannah here with Breland. We've been talking a little bit this hour. And Breland, you have a few collabs under your belt already. You said that Garth would be your dream, but you've really gotten to work with a lot of awesome people so far.
I've had a lot of great collabs with people like Keith Urban and Dirks Bentley and Nelly, who's kind of genre adjacent, and you know, a couple others, and I've learned a lot from all of them. I have a song out with Lady A right now, and they've been in this for a while as well, and they're all really good people. So Hopefully when I get to that point, 10, 15 years down the line, people will be like, I would love to collab with Breland. Yeah. It's like,
you'll get there.
You know, we're working on it.
My favorite line in that song with Dierks is your line where you're like, I like my drinks like my roof on the house,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's my favorite line of that whole song.
You know, because the beers are on him.
Exactly.
So.
Did you write that? Or
did.
You did?
Yes.
Oh my God. Every time that comes on at the bar, I'm just like, everyone shut up. This is my favorite part of the song. I love that part.
Thank you.
One ever buys me drinks though when I sing it. So that's.
Well, you know what? After this, I'm buying you a drink.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Can we just Venmo request
Dierks Bentley? Too?
Yeah, honestly.
Just, like Dierks.
Dierks has paid for a lot of my drinks
at this point.
Indirectly, maybe.
Yeah, I bet. And he's going to be paying for more right now because we're going to play it. All right, we have Breland in studio. This is his song with Dierks Bentley and Hardy. It's called Beers on Me. Y100. It is Hannah. We only have Breland for a couple more minutes, unfortunately, but we've had so much fun. And Breland, we talked a little bit earlier in the hour about Cody Johnson, Till You Can't, how it makes us cry. And we were talking about just the way that music has that effect on people, where it's like a very healing experience, but also it's a reminder that like we're all humans, you know,
yeah.
We all go through the same stuff.
Yeah, that song definitely expresses some universal emotions, but in a really personal feeling way.
And I'm sure you write music too, where it comes from a personal space where you feel like maybe you're the only person that was ever feeling that at that moment. And then people, I'm sure, approach you and are like, have their own stories behind the songs too.
100%.
And what does that feel like? Because when you start music, you don't just assume you're going to have
an
masses
audience
of people that hear it. So I'm sure like that has to be a really interesting experience for you.
I have a song called Cross Country that kind of tells my story and all the different places that I've moved and lived trying to find a musical home. And a lot of people relate to that song who hear it if they maybe left their hometown to try to pursue a dream. You know, I've gotten a lot of really sweet messages about that, and especially when we play it live. So anytime you can make a song that connects with people on that level and not just like, this is fun, I like to turn up to this song. You know, you get one that really hits people on the heart. Like, you always strive for those as a songwriter.
Well, I can't wait to hear so many more of those. I can't wait for you to write a song that makes me cry in my car.
That's my goal.
I'm going to remember this moment for that day that it happened. So I'm going to be like, I'm going to say I was the inspiration behind it. So just know that
you can claim that wholeheartedly.
Perfect. All right, well, Breland, thank you so much for hanging out today. And if anyone wants to check out performances and pictures from earlier this afternoon, they can check out our social media pages. And we just appreciate you hanging and good luck with everything.
Thank you.